It seems that not having a third runway hasn't stunted your growth, has it?
Well, we're managing to get more passengers onto planes. More passengers are choosing to use Heathrow, underpinned by lower prices and better service, as you've mentioned. But if you look at what is happening with our European competitors, Paris, Frankfurt, even Amsterdam, they are growing at twice the rate that Heathrow is. And that means that within 5 years, those airports will overtake Heathrow. Now, that is a story about the relative decline of the UK that we need to fight back against. And expanding Heathrow, getting on with that decision by the government before the summer to back Heathrow expansion will be transformational, making sure that Britain can once more be the best connected country in the world, connecting all of the country to all of the growing markets of the world.
But why should it be Heathrow? Doesn't it make more sense to spread the burden across the UK? Stansted, for example, today has asked to increase its passenger numbers by a third. Isn't that something that you should be welcoming?
Other airports in the UK do a fantastic job, but they don't do the same job that Heathrow does. What we do is to connect passengers from other parts of the UK and Europe to the growing markets of the world. We have regular non-stop services to long-haul destinations, and until a few years ago, we were the best connected country in the world for long-haul destinations. Why is that important? Well, it's important for businesses that want to base themselves somewhere where they can get to their global markets easy, but it's also important for cargo, our exports. You'll have seen in today's figures, cargo growth is up 10%. That's British exporters taking advantage of exchange rates to sell their goods all over the world. Heathrow is the UK's biggest port, and yet we are at capacity. We can't have those new links, nor can other UK airports. It's only other hub airports in Europe that can do so. And the airlines have been very clear at the Transport Select Committee earlier this week that if Heathrow doesn't grow, they will take their business to Europe instead. We need to fight back. We need to protect the UK's position as a great trading nation by expanding Heathrow as quickly as possible.
Your critics, though, will say that you essentially have a monopoly and that the cost of using Heathrow for airlines like Virgin and British Airways is much, much higher than it is for other European airports. Your charges have more than doubled in 10 years. Do you not think that there should be, well, for one, greater transparency about where all this money is going and what it's for, but also opening up Heathrow as a market to allow other companies to build terminals there potentially?
Well, first of all, let's be clear about airport charges. They're a very small proportion of the total price that you pay when you buy a ticket. The real opportunity is to have more competition at choice at Heathrow between airlines, allowing charges to come down. We've already seen when competition has come in to British Airways on Aberdeen and Edinburgh, the prices to passengers have come down. That is the real prize for passenger. So we shouldn't fixate too much upon the airport charges. Now, we are very transparent with
but
the airlines.
You would say that because you're the one making all the money from them.
Regimes for that.
Sorry to interrupt you, John. We've only got about 30 seconds left. But you would say that because you're the one making all the money from the terminals.
Absolutely not. We're a regulated airport. We have a regulated return. Actually, if you look at British Airways, they make twice the margin at Heathrow than they make at Gatwick. It is the airport prices we need, the airline prices we need to see coming down. Competition and choice will do that. We're actually very good at delivering these big infrastructure projects. You'll see behind me Terminal 5 and Terminal 2.
Okay.
Terminal 2 is a project I led, delivered on time and on budget. We're very good at doing this. We've delivered for Britain before. We will do so again.